When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
News. Good news. I feel like we could all use some.
All right.
God forbid somebody finds asbestos in your basement. The Washington Commanders have opened the 21-day window for Sam Cosmi to return. He'll be at practice today. That is a good step.
That is a great one.
Yeah. That's a big deal. And we got a whole bunch of roster moves. Okay. Javonte Jean-Baptiste to the IR. I think we all expected that.
Yeah.
Antonio Hamilton, the corner, gets called up from the practice squad. And Robbie Chosen, we learned yesterday, added to the practice squad. So Antonio Hamilton now on the active. Brian, could Hamilton be the answers on the back end of the secondary?
We're going to find out.
He might get a chance.
You'll find out.
That is another veteran player.
Listen, I know, Jay, I'm simple when it comes to football for me. You know what could help the back end and also the cornerbacks?
You're not wrong.
The front. You know what could help the receivers and the running backs and the quarterback? The front. You know, it's like we make this thing complicated. Football is relatively easy. If the big guys are out there doing their job at a high level, everybody else's job come easy. So I think big guys should get paid more money than everybody else on the football field, to be totally honest with you. But they don't. Why? Because people get sold by the sexiness of other positions. They can't do a damn thing without the big guys doing their job at a high level. None of them. Quarterbacks, cornerbacks, none of them can do anything without the big dudes. So our big guys got to find a way to be consistent week in and week out. Not one week and then the next week they take a break.
Pro football is a symbiotic relationship. You need the front and the back. It's like trying to find a wife. You need the front and the back, right? Like,
you kind of lose me a little bit.
You prefer only one or the other?
I'm just saying. You kind of lose me on this one. Like,
Anthony is in. Line 5, Anthony is in Clarksburg. Anthony, do you approve of how things have been built, particularly in that wide receiver room thus far?
Particularly in the receiver room, I would say no. I feel like we've passed up on some guys in prior classes and drafted some guys who aren't even on the roster. Like, we could have had a valuable player there. It wasn't a problem like just now. During Ron, we were saying the same thing, but we used to have guys like Ryan Grant, like Mo Harris. When things get deep, you throw the ball out to a random guy and he's going to get it. We just don't really have that anymore. And Chris Moore is not that guy. We just need someone else. Luke had, like, he scored those 2 touchdowns. He was fine, but Jalen Lane should be getting those touches. And I feel like Jalen Lane could be like a Khalil Shakir, but you look at, like, the Packers. They don't have big names, but dudes like Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks, They go out, they catch passes. Dudes on the Patriots, DeMario Douglas. Like, if you're going to trade for somebody, do that. Or Greg Dortch or something. But, like, you don't want to give up capital for someone like that. But you need more.
I don't know what all is available. I hear you right now. I also think you just need Terry healthy. This whole thing looks incredibly different if Terry's healthy. I'll keep the phone lines going, though. Sean is in Springfield. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, JP? First things first, I just want to show some love to you, JP. Everybody comes on here and tells B-Mitch how much they love him, which I do love you too, B-Mitch, but I always look forward to all ears with JP Finley. It's a great program.
My guy, thanks, buddy.
Of course. The receiver room, in theory, it's a good room, right, with Terry and Debo. But the second Terry gets hurt, it goes from like a B-plus to, you know, C-minus. Jalen Lane, 4-3 guy, helps a lot, but just not good enough. So, yeah, I would definitely say we need more. And Chris Moore, yeah, he is awful.
Yeah. 4-3 guy, you say not good enough. Every receiver that steps in as a rookie, for the most part, aren't good enough at that point. But they become good enough. But why is our expectations we want everybody to be perfect at their job when none of us are perfect at ours when we first take it on? None of us.
I can't stress enough, you lost your top receiver. Like, it's going to look different.
You lost your top receiver and another guy who was very, very impactful last year.
You said it earlier about Brown. Like, if you want to criticize and find flaws, maybe the reliance on Noah B was one of them. Because remember, he played 9 games last year, I think. Maybe it was 10, but it wasn't a full season, certainly. Our guy Trucker Dan is on the line. What's up, Danny boy?
What's up, man? Hey, first of all, I got to say this, man. You know why season is shambles? Because our main man, Rev, where he at, man? Rev used to take us to church every day. Oh, where he at? We need Rev on the line to call us every day to get our season back on track. That's why we losing, man. Second problem is scheme. We got players. I don't know what these guys are talking about. I'm going to tell you right now, we got players. Brooks is better than Martin. He should be on that field. Jalen Lane, he just needs to get his wings under his track. The boy, Luke McCaffrey, look what happened when they finally started throwing the ball. He caught it. Mm-hmm. So we got players. I called you guys last season to talk about Brooks out of Louisville. We got him. Then I called you guys last season again to talk about Chosen. Look at it. We got him now. It's like God on our side. Who needs to just scheme these players? We talk about that tight end. That tight end that's on our team right now. He had 2 great-ass blocks this time of Sunday. He was doing his thing. We just need to throw these guys the ball. I understand that we're trying to get Debo the ball a lot, but we got to use all our players if we want to see this open. I know Terry, he hurt. He going to come back. When he going to come back, he going to do his thing. We can't depend on Noah Brown. He always ended. I'd like him, for him to just be one of our practice players just because of that Hail Mary. I think he deserved that the most, but we got players, man. We just need to use them. And that's all I can say right now.
Thanks for the call, Danny. Appreciate you, bud. I like the spirit of that phone call that's like I think we've got to just have a mindset that, like, by and large, I don't know, I got a text from radio about Tyler Boyd, right? And sometimes name value drives what people think. Tyler Boyd had some great seasons with the Bengals. He went for 1,000 yards for 2 straight seasons in 2018 and 2019. Boyd last year was with the Titans, and he had 39 catches on 57 targets for 390 yards. Average about 24 yards per game. Now, maybe that's more than what you're getting from Noah. Maybe. But that is not a game-changing situation for your receiver. Lanville, you asked the question on the show sheet. Do you think they built the receiver room poorly?
I would have liked to have seen them maybe add a little bit more depth. I know they went out and got Debo, but wide receiver wasn't a particular strong suit of them last year, and I felt like they could have maybe used a little more upgrade there.
Last year they didn't have Debo. Last year they didn't have Jalen Lane. They went and got those 2 guys. They upgraded the room. You got 2 guys hurt now. So, of course, you're going to lose some depth. They have guys that can probably go, but I think this area, all we care about is names. Okay? Those names have to grow to become something too. Why don't we give our guys a chance just a little bit? Luke is coming around. Jalen Lane has shown you promise. No, he's not a finished product yet. But who the hell expects a rookie to be a finished product in week five? You know what I'm saying? It's like we are an area where we want it all, then we get it, we don't want it, and we don't want nothing to grow. Why?
Well, B, I'll say this. You hadn't been particularly high on Luke, and he's showing you something.
Yes, he's showing me something now. But the thing of it, he eventually started, because it wasn't that I wasn't high on Luke. I was pissed at the people who all call and say he deserved. He should be getting an opportunity. He wasn't getting an opportunity because he wasn't producing. See, that's the thing about it. We get people calling here every day telling us who should be getting it. The guy just said, Luke shouldn't be getting it. Jalen Lane should be getting it. Why? Just because you like that person more? These coaches understand what the hell they're doing, but they also know guys are not going to be a finished product as soon as they step on a damn football field. You got some type of growth plan, some type of growth. You need some time to grow and get there. And then when you get there, you start going. But if you had all the pieces in place, you have great depth. You can't tell me that those guys couldn't grow better without being thrust into the situation. See, Luke right now and also Jalen, they don't get that growth, that the growing time they were supposed to be getting. They're now thrown out there, and guess what? They don't have all the tools just yet.
Like, do you think people would be happier if they signed Odell Beckham?
Yeah, they probably would. And then they'll be pissed off if something don't go right. This is what we are. Listen, bro, our whole area, we always want. And when we get and it doesn't hit like we think, we blame the people that brought them in. But we the one that requested it, right? See, as long as we're sitting back, that nothing is pointing at us, we great. But nah, you got to grow stuff sometimes. And the whole thing about it, the success they had last year has made people think that this team is better than what it was, than what it is. And don't understand, they're still building. They're not there yet. They're still building.
Kenny is in Largo. We'll try this again. Kenny, what do you think about this receiver room?
What's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me this time?
What's up, bro? Buddy, we got you, bro.
I'm good. I'm gonna say yeah and no, because like I said, I agree with, like, you know, having vets and rookies combined together, but I'm gonna say no because we had that one receiver, and I know who I'm about to say, y'all. We had Best Tensley on our team, bro. We had him and we let him walk. How did we let him walk? How did that happen?
But did Mitch Tinsley do what he was doing, what he's doing right now last year?
He had a great preseason.
He had a great preseason. I'm still asking the question. Did he do exactly what he's doing now last year? No, he had another year to grow. And he was doing that with Joe Burrow. I didn't see Mitch Tinsley or nobody do nothing last week with the other quarterback.
He flashed with Sam Howell was quarterback. Mitch Tinsley. And I can remember. So, I don't know.
Not in the regular season.
Not in the regular season.
Y'all right, though. But I'm just saying.
I hear you.
I would catch him over Chris Moore. I ain't gonna lie. I would catch him over Chris Moore any day.
I think that's a reasonable stance, dude. That to me, is a reasonable stance. They definitely chose a veteran over a younger guy in Moore, and the performance has been underwhelming. Thanks for the call, Kenny.
But Mitch was here last year.
And 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he wasn't here this year.
No.
Moore was kept this year. Mitch Tinsley.
His point is they could have kept Tinsley after.
They could have last year, but they didn't. And they kept him. And I think we had a great year without him. But then all of a sudden he signed with somebody else. They probably wanted to bring him back, but somebody else signed him. You know, I'm talking about the people that was in camp this year. Who do you choose from? You know, Chris did drop a lot of balls. And last week he dropped one. But 2 weeks ago, people were like, oh, man, who was it?
The Giants
it was Chris
made
Moore.
A nice catch.
You know, so it's like this thing goes back and forth. You know, and we could nitpick everything every week. You know, you can find good stuff every week.
What I can't stress enough is the reason we're having a Chris Moore, Ja'Cory Brooks discussion is injuries.
Yeah.
Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what do you think about the receiver room?
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing, man?
What's up, Drew?
When I think about the receiver receiver room, man. I'm still down here in Atlanta, man. You know, I'm still down here after the game. But what I take away from the receivers, man, I think they let a gem go, which, you know, now look like peanuts when they had De'Ami Brown. I think he would have been a very good if they would have kept him around and stuff like that. But also, I do think it has a lot to do with the scheme because we're one of the very few teams, you know, besides Terry, I don't see this team run no slants with no receivers. All our routes are out routes or fade routes or anything like that. I think it's a lot of in the scheming as far as getting open. And also with Terry, you know, I was a big, you know, I'm a big fan of Terry, but I told everybody, I said, with him holding out, I'm glad he got his money. I said, I feel that he's going to have an injury, which I didn't, you know, I didn't pray it on him. But still, even with Terry, they don't even use Terry properly because the first three games of the season, you're paying him top receiver money, but it's the routes they're running. So I do think, you know, let me ask you a question. Is Michael Gallup still out there, you know, because I know we had him in preseason. Is he still out there or he's signed with somebody else? But I think with the receivers.
He is. Yeah. Listen, to me, Gallup was a player that people knew who he was from his time with the Cowboys. I don't believe he's had a catch in the NFL in three seasons. I wasn't particularly impressed from what I saw. I don't think Michael Gallup's the answer to the question. If you're telling me 4 minus X equals 1, I don't think Gallup is 3. But thank you for the call. Seriously. Yeah. Let's go to... Ooh, let's get a fired up Mark from Largo. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to be very somber because B. Mitch is here, and B. Mitch is jumping my case, him and Doc, so I'm going to be very small. I think the receiver room is an embarrassment to Jaden Daniels, and I'm going to tell you why I say that. I just wish it's – I can understand why Terry and his agent did what they did with Adam Peters in the front office. Because when you make a trade like that with Deebo Samuel, and basically you have a receiver that you've known for, that's 4 months younger than Terry McLaurin, and you're probably going to have to pay him. Jaden Daniels is going to have 2 30-year-old receivers under contract, and he's going to be 25 in December in 2 months. And they're going to start breaking down. That's not a good sign, man. That's not a good sign at all, man. I mean, it's really an embarrassment. That was small. I wasn't bringing a lot. I didn't want to piss off JP because I love JP, even though people think I don't like you, JP. I do love JP.
I thought you didn't. And that's great.
and Brian, you know, I wanted to keep it. Look, everybody else in that draft class has got toys, but Drake May and Jaden Daniels. Think about that. Think about it,
Mark.
Michael Penix ain't going nowhere for 5 years.
What do you consider Terry and Deebo?
I think they're great, but they're 5 years older than Jaden. Okay,
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
They could be 5 years older than him, but he can perform with them, and then all of a sudden, then you start to bring other people in. I've discussed this many times. But what I'm saying is, Jaden had a great rookie season, right? And he was throwing the ball to Terry.
He had a great rookie season.
Terry was 5 years old. He was 5 years older than him.
Better last year than the ones this year.
He was 5 years older than him last year.
True.
If he comes and if they start playing, if they play for 3 or 4 more years and they ball out, you know, I don't think it makes a difference.
That's a lot, D. You know, it's a lot. I'm saying,
but you know, see, I listen. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Y'all spend a lot of money. Y'all follow the team. I love fans, but fans never think about today. Y'all always think about 5 years from now, 5 years ago. That's why the hell we don't get nowhere because we don't ever think about what the hell we got right now and trying to make it the best right now. And right now, our problem is we not winning in the damn trenches. Simple as that. On a consistent basis.
If you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to work our way back to the phones. Dan Quinn will speak to the media next.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, Mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In moments, we will hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. Obviously, the biggest topic is the status of Jaden Daniels. I think we all expect Jaden to play this week. Are you there, B?
Yeah, I'm hoping. I don't know if I expect. Well, yes, I expect. I'm hoping. You know, I'll try to play it a different way, but yeah. I'm thinking that he's ready to rock.
Let's let Commanders head coach Dan Quinn tell the story. Here we go.
We'll begin today with some good news. Sam Cosmi will begin his 21-day window. He got injured in January, and he has worked his ass off to get back on the field with his teammates, so it'll be great to have him back at practice. Also said I'd give you an update on Jaden. He has been medically cleared by the doctors. He'll practice full today. As far as other injuries and practice updates, we'll put out the injury report later today. And also wanted to give a big shout-out and a welcome to Paul Toboni and the Nationals, and definitely pulling for those guys, I believe, as he's got started today. So glad to open up to you guys and get rolling.
What have you seen with Jaden over the last week or so, really, as he's dealt with this?
Just a steadfast approach to it, Nikki, first off. To put the work in to say, okay, I got to do all the things to do to get better. And then once you kind of get over the top of that, then the throwing, the movements to go. So that's what we saw in terms of the work to get better.
And as far as the other guys, Terry, especially Noah, John Bates, where are they?
Yeah, all are trending up, and that's what I was referring to. I'll give you some updates on those tonight, but we're making good progress with those guys.
Dan, what will the next 48 hours be like in terms of what you're looking for from Jaden before you make a decision?
Just real back into the fold of it, David. He'll get all the reps at the practice, so we'll be back at a full speed, the execution, the timing, all of that. That's really what I'm looking for, but he's definitely chomping at the bit to get going. So, or just running the offense, being back to himself. That was our discussion today to make sure, man, like all the looks, all the calls, and the speed of the practice.
I know you understand his competitive nature, and I'm sure he understands your authority, but I wonder what those conversations are like when he's telling you I can go, and you're telling him I hear you, but not yet.
Yeah. It's good that I've known him for a year and a half now. I think when you're first getting to know somebody, you're feeling that out, but knowing what his best looks like and also having trust in one another to do that. And so I think that's a big piece of it.
Hi, Coach. You guys are heading into Los Angeles early. What is the benefit for your team to have that extra day of practice at the Coliseum already in Southern California?
Yeah, we decided that in the spring that we oftentimes like to take an extended trip when we can. We had done it for a trip last year. We know obviously we're going to Madrid. We'll do that one as an extended time. I think it's some good spaces for the team to get together. It's also to get acclimated, to get ready. There's a big time change with that, and so we thought we would make that decision to go out early, get ourselves, you know, fully ready, you know, to go play at our best.
With working Cosme back into the lineup, you guys have had a lot of change on the offensive line. How difficult is that for maybe your signal callers to adapt to all those changes up front?
Yeah, it is part of it, and it's not what you want. Like, we're, you know, you'd love for all the guys to play in their spots, but that's just not how it is. I think when we look around the NFL right now, there's a lot of moving parts, you know, on all the teams, ours included. And Sam getting back into it is a step in that direction. But he also has to get back into rhythm and, you know, the combinations and all the communication. So we're just pumped that he's put this kind of work in to allow him to, you know, be ready to get back into with the group this quickly.
Over here.
Got it.
Last year, you guys were seventh, I believe, in the league in time of possession. That's not the case this year so far. With the return of presumably number five, is that really what you want out of your squad, is to be able to keep that opposing defense off the field and do what you guys can do offensively?
Yeah, we like that, and we feel like, you know, offensively we're definitely making strides on our run game, on our run actions, the play actions that go with that. A good piece of that is also third down. That's one of the areas we really need to dig into, because now your drives are continuing. So those are a big piece of that. So, yeah, it's part of the formula for sure, Chick. I still feel like it's early days as we're going, and we've got plenty of work, you know, that we need to put in, but that is certainly the goal for us, yes.
With going out to L.A. early, does that change the timeline for you in terms of evaluating these injured guys who you don't know if they're going to go?
No, because we'll go through practice, you know, as we get into tomorrow. But, no, it doesn't change that time frame on that.
And then I wanted to ask you about Robbie Chosen and kind of more broadly that outside receiver spot.
Yep.
What do you envision for him? And then also, what's your level of comfort with guys like Luke and Jalen and even Debo playing in those outside receiver spots?
Yeah. The silver lining, that's maybe not the right word. Maybe we can think of another name for an added benefit, was with Noah and Terry missing some significant time early. I think it ramped up Jalen's space where he was able to even play outside some in the preseason. We did that with Debo, and Luke had already done some of that. So where at once we weren't as interchangeable, and now that we are, I think that's a good step, you know, forward. Robbie's, you know, some of the guys had experience with him, coaching with him before. Cliff has, Wes has. So we had some background with him, came in, had an excellent workout. And so one of the things I appreciate from Adam, just always digging and competing to see, you know, is there a spot to go? And sometimes it works out great. Other times we just keep competing and digging, but we're pumped Robbie's here, and he's working hard already to, you know, learn it and grow. But, and there is some familiarity for him too.
Dan, I know it's been a bumpy start for the season for the defense overall, but what gives you confidence that the unit will be able to turn it around moving forward for the rest of the year?
A lot of confidence. I thought, you know, there's a lot of progress that I thought, you know, with the exception of the second half on third down, that's a big piece of how you want to play. And I thought, you know, in two games, the energy and intensity has been what I'd hoped it would be in pass rush, and two others, not so much. And so that gives me a good sense of what I know it can look like. Had we not seen that, I might feel differently. So I've got plenty of confidence in how we want to play and what it will look like. And so I'm very much looking forward to seeing that.
Dan, in terms of the secondary and you know, those back end guys, how do you improve communication? Like, how, as a defensive minded coach and your staff, how can you help improve communication with the secondary guys?
Well, I think first it starts in meeting rooms, to make sure when you make a call, like, you're just echoing it. It's the collaboration, you know, that you're working on together. You take that into the, you know, the walkthrough portions and then onto the field. So you just emphasize it in every way. It's not going back to walk, crawl, run, but it's just the emphasis of it over and over. Say it again. If you don't hear it, repeat it back. Communication is also sent and acknowledged. So if I give you a call, you're giving me a signal back. Some's verbal, some's nonverbal. So like most things, you get what you emphasize, and we're certainly going to dig in hard on that.
Curious about the balance and kind of the mindset of applying pressure in terms of when to throw a blitz, when to go more blitz heavy, when to rush four. Take me through that balance of, like, over the course of a game or even a game plan. Like, how does that plan kind of get constructed?
Well, some of it's based on opponent, some on, you know, your matchups and where you want to go. If you can rush with four and affect the QB, obviously that gives you some advantages in some ways because you have another defender, you know, that you can use into coverage. Road, home, you know, are they going with six man or seven man to protect, or, you know, six, you know, or five? So all of that factors in. You want to have some balance, like most things, like an offense that has either all run or all pass. You want the balance to work on both. And I think the same thing on a good defense, that you want to have the ability to show a blitz, come out of it, show like you're in coverage, bring the blitz, and be able to get in and out of checks. So those are all things that make up a good defense, and you need a balance of both.
Coach, it's a long season, but still one in which you're attempting to go 1-0 each and every week. As a leader of men in that locker room, how do you balance between having the emphasis on this week as well as the patience on the long run?
Yeah, it's a great topic. One for you know, all teams that you're going, you're starting to get your identity set. You really want to dig in on what that looks like. At the top, for us, our central theme of the program, man, it's competition. And that's not just against the opponent. That's with ourselves, see how good we can get together as a team. I loved in the game against the Raiders, the complimentary football, you know, this a return to a score, to working together. So the competitive nature of us doing it together, I think that allows you to not look too far down the road, see how good you can get. You work your skills, and we just try not to look down the road. It's about improvement and getting better. And when you can stay in that pocket, you don't have to look too far down the line. There's plenty to work on, you know, right in front of you for the matchup, for the game. And so that's how we choose to dig in.
Dan, looking at Frankie Louvu, first couple weeks seemed to have more pass rushes than the last couple weeks. I don't know
if that's true. Yeah.
Okay. Just looking at the numbers, maybe. Okay. But I'm curious, like, has there been not a de-emphasis, but maybe more of an emphasis on him dropping into coverage? Or would you like to see him rush a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it all depends on how to go to win. Like, obviously, I want him going forward as often as we can. But sometimes the game dictates that, too, when he's rushing, when he's blitzing, you know, how we use him in those spaces. So, yeah, we always want to put him in positions to make plays. So wherever that looks like, you know, that's where we're at. But I don't think of him any more or less. I thought, honestly, last week he played really good and solid and square in the run game. But maybe there might not have been as many pass opportunities for him in that space.
With Marshawn, do you feel teams are going after him? And I guess that would be part one. And then two, how do you feel he has been performing?
Yeah, so part one, when you play middle field coverage, like, both corners, you know, get targeted to where you go. Sometimes it's their matchup, sometimes it's ours. I don't feel that's been the case. And then the second part, can you repeat?
How would you assess
so I'd say there's, when you play corner and you play offensive tackle, like, there's a lot of plays that go good that go unnoticed, and there's one that goes up top, and it's like, there's one, or there's a sack. And, like, that's part of, you know, living life, you know, outside. And what I do know about him, like, this is one competitive guy, and, like, he's always down for the challenge and for the fight. And so I'm looking forward to working with him again this week and as we get rocking again.
Hey, Coach. So you've mentioned, you know, September football. So now it's October. So what does October football, what's been the message around what you want to see this month?
Yeah, I think the execution, honestly, Candy, that's the big thing. I want to make sure the energy home, road, in terms of, you know, how we want to play. And somebody brought up starting fast to me. Starting fast doesn't mean a touchdown on the first drive or a three and out. It's a speed, an intensity, and an urgency to go. So I don't want to, like, confuse what that would look like. But I do want to see the execution really, you know, start to dig in. We've had four games together. Roles have now begun to emerge. And so, like, it's a good month to go really dig in to go get better. And now that some of those roles have emerged, that's a big deal for it. Some guys have had to step in, and I've liked what I've seen in some of those instances, Candy, to see guys step up when the injuries take place, knowing that that's a part of it. And the opportunity came early for some of the players. And so it's nice to see them deliver and show and express themselves. Hey, man, I can help. I can do these things. And so I think that's been a big piece of it.
Hey, Coach, sticking with the injury situation, it's been challenging in this early part of the year. With some of those guys that have stepped in, do you have to tweak any of those things a little bit because of the injuries? You suffered another one last week with Jean Baptiste, and who will be filling in for him?
Yes, you do want to, you know, not one size fits all, Donna, into that. So when you know, somebody's featured in a different role or a different spot, it's not just, you know, add water and the same result will take place. So you may have to do things a little bit differently. I think we maybe spoke about that a little bit with Austin and what that would look like, and then with Will. So with Javonte, in his case, we signed Preston a few weeks back. And so as he's progressing, those would be some snaps that would go his way.
Dan, when you have a guy like Jaden Daniels coming off an injury, obviously he wants to play out of the pocket. Obviously you want to use as many of his abilities as you can. Is there a way to balance that with protecting him and keeping him healthy, or is that something you can't be concerned about?
Yeah, I think you can. Not necessarily the calling of the game, but maybe I had said it a few weeks ago, the only thing worse than missing games is, you know, not taking the lessons from there. And as a scramble goes, when do I get down? When do I get out of bounds? And so, like, Jaden's still growing too. You know, like, we feel like he's been playing for a while. And so as he's into his second year, like there's still things that he's growing on too. And that's kind of the fun and the exciting part, that, like, he hasn't anywhere near the top of what he's going to be. And so that lights me up. But those are some things. You know, where do you grow? When do you take your shot? When do you not? And so those are the lessons you want somebody to learn at quarterback or at any spot. And I certainly fully expect him to do that. That's the type of competitor he is.
That was Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. The big headline news: Jaden Daniels fully cleared by the doctors, full go at practice, full speed. Expect him on the field Sunday against the Chargers. We're going to open these phone lines up, react to everything DQ has said. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Fellas, this is your boy B. Mitchell. And if you're still rocking those tired old car polos with the floppy collars, it's time to step up your game. Go to Collars & Co. You might have seen them on Shark Tank. They give you that crisp dress-on shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. Listen, I wear mine to the studio. Actually, I have on one today. You can see the collar standing up. Looks like a dress shirt. It doesn't.
Looks sharp.
It's not all floppy and things like that. I wear them because if I'm going to the golf course and I got somewhere to stop by, you don't have to run and go have to grab another shirt. These shirts look just good enough for you. You can wear it under jackets, anything like that. You have no wrinkles. You don't have to take it to the dry cleaner. Just throw it on and you're ready to roll. CollarsAndCo.com. And now you can check them out in person. Their new store opens October 15th, 14 more days at Congressional Plaza. And you'll get 20% off orders over $99 with code BMITCH20. That's BMITCH20. That's Collar & Co. Stay sharp, just like I do.
Do you like Primus?
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/new customer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Through each one of my eyelids. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just got some good news, Washington Commanders fans. Jaden Daniels fully cleared medically, back at full speed for practice. That would put him back in the driver's seat to play against the Chargers. B, not a surprise, but good news nonetheless.
Not one at all. Not a surprise, and I'm happy to hear it. And let's get this thing rolling, man. I think when he's on the field – he helps out not only the offense, He helps out the defense as well.
Agree with that, man. Agree with that. I want to let some callers react. We got a bunch of people on the phones. Drew, I think, is our guy Drew down in Bama. Drew, you fired up to have Jaden back on the field.
Guys, and, you know, I think Marcus did a fine job as a backup, but the reality is the offense has not been dangerous. They've been more opportunistic, and the defense has been sluggish. And, you know, we just need the energy back, and we need, you know, you were talking about receivers before. Jaden made our offense feared regardless of who was around him, and we need to get back to that. I think we got enough pieces, but the energy level and our ability to dictate the game flow hasn't been there. So I'm really hoping that's what changes.
Totally. I and take that one step further. I think what Jaden does really well is extend plays on third downs, get opportunities to stay on the field. I think that buried the defense couldn't get off the field on third down, but what if they were on the field a little bit less? What if the offense was sustaining drives?
There you go.
Washington was 1 of 8 on third down against Atlanta.
Yeah, defense get a little rest when they converting those third downs.
Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, Jaden's
what's
back.
Up, brother?
Jupe's phone's been bojangling. There he is.
There you go, Jupe. Jupe, we got to get you a new phone, man, because it'd be like, you know, it'd be joking us.
It's rough out here. It's rough out here. Brother's trying to survive, man. That's all I can say. Hey, listen, PSA real quick. Please stop bringing up Terry's injury and the holdout conversation. If you're going to do that, then talk about Tyreek Hill. He was in camp all year, and look at where he's at right now. Mike Evans, CeeDee Lamb. You want to talk about stats? Let's talk about Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. They really haven't been doing too much. Stop bringing it up. Also, too, PSA, people stop saying, oh, let's go get Jalen Waddle. You really think the Dolphins are going to give up Waddle after losing Tyreek Hill for the year? This is not Madden. We're not going to have an all-star cast of receivers, running backs, and defensive players, man. Don't work like that. Got to be more reasonable. There's two players I have in mind that I already talked to you guys about. One is a free agent, Jameson Crowder. Why? Because he's been here. He knows the system. He works with the team. He performed for us well, and he plays for the team. The other one, if he really wanted to trade for somebody, Tutu Atwell. I think he could fit in well here. But well, I don't know how many picks we got. What, we got like 5 or 6 for next 2026?
I believe it's
why,
six.
Why we want to trade, give up more draft picks when the complaint is we're an old team? How you get younger? By going through the draft. So you got to save those picks. I don't think the issue is the wide receiver room. Let's look at the numbers we put up this past couple of weeks. 21 points, 18 points, 27 points, 41 points. The issue is not the offense. We got to let these youngins get in there and get some game time experience. Beamers, I understand what you're saying. The coaches got a plan for to develop them. Also, I don't believe that they got to get that game time experience. Sometimes some people learn better that way. By just getting in there and getting their feet wet. So, therefore, let these youngers go. The issue is not the offense. It's our defense. I'm not gonna bash on the defense either. My one issue with AP is these one-year deals. We got to have chemistry. And it takes time to get that chemistry. These players, I feel like we're qualified. We're good enough to be a good South defense. But they got to get that. They got to gel together. They got to figure one another out so that they can play together as a unit and on defense. It's going to take time. I feel they're going to get it together. Let's just pause, people. Let's pause.
Pause, dog.
Hey, man, Jupe, you already my dog, man. But every time you call, I like you even more.
All right.
You have a football sense.
The one thing I'll say about people asking about Crowder, I think with Lane here, who has clearly established himself as the punt returner, and ideally a future slot guy, I don't think Crowder makes a ton of sense given that situation.
Maybe not as a punt returner, but you talk about depth at wide receiver. He can play more than just slot.
I agree. I think they want that.
Would you take him over anybody or the other guys they're playing? Outside of, I understand.
If you're asking
Luke
specifically about Robbie Anderson, he gets you size. He's 6'3". You know what I mean? Crowder and Lane are a pretty similar play.
Yeah, might get you some.
Keep these phone lines open when we return. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.